has been years, months, weeks, days, and hours since you made your first resolution, promising yourself a lot of things, like how you are not going to fall in love, opening up your business, and putting a stop to things you deem not fit for your life. Through it all, it has been, I think I can, said repeatedly to yourself. But when reality hits, it turns into, what the hell? I personally think resolutions are like self-made traps the enemy uses to break us at a certain point in time. It is good to set goals, but resolutions, I don't think so. I believe when they are more of a routine than something we aspire to achieve, then it sometimes becomes more realistic. Over the years, I have been part of that class, and it's time for a change. My goals are now my daily aspirations. You are welcome to another episode of the Ghana Today Show. Another month, another week, another day, a new year to be grateful. This is the Ghana Today Show, your weekly dose of everything Ghana. My name has always been Yamiye Sky. I pray things turn better this year. It wasn't an easy year, but we made it through. God has been good to us. Welcome to another episode, my people. Today, it is a full episode, so we do the as we go, the trends and the rants. Happy New Year, my peeps. Let's start with our motivation for the week. As we go, out of the mountain of despair is a stone of hope by Martin Luther King Jr. Many years have come by, and with it comes tribulations and despair, and you might feel all is lost and gone. It may feel so at the moment, but remember, out of the mountain of despair comes a stone of hope, meaning every situation comes with its own antidotes and solutions, only when we never give up. There is always light at the end of the tunnel, as we always say. As humans as we are, we may go through these challenges, be it financially, mentally, or emotionally. We only have to dust ourselves up, rise up, and fight back. As one little koala said, the only way to go when we hit rock bottom is up. This is the Ghana Today Show. Let's continue with the trends. A lot of things happened throughout the week, and I'd like to share them with you. There are a lot of things happening at the moment, and at this point in time, I would like to share with you Chef Faila Abdulrazak. And she's attempting to break the record for the longest person to cook. And she has already done 8 days. 8 days. And as at when I'm recording this podcast. So I pray she breaks the record. And there's one thing I like about the whole situation about Guinness Book of World Records attempts in breaking them in Ghana at the moment. I think we Ghanaians, or those who initiate these events, are using it to capitalize on these tourism and other stuff. Like the first one, she's now a tourism ambassador. Faila has also used this platform to engage the world, to teach the world about the
the northern part of Ghana and their culture. So I think it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing that we must applaud. And not just that, and there are a couple of other attempts that will be happening during the course. This kid is going to attempt to be the first or the youngest kid to create an art and sell. Another will be a speechathon. So the marathon of these records are really happening in Ghana, and we must applaud and support those who are part or who will be taking the bold step to breaking these records. Another issue on the table is Shatta Wale and Mr. Logic's beef. I think this beef is not necessary. I think Shatta Wale at times must listen to other views. I think it's very narcissistic of Shatta Wale to think that he has reached a level where no one can advise him, which is a very dangerous attitude. He must come down to the Ghanaian level. The Ghanaian person is a person who listens and understands and takes wisdom from the old, the young, and even the inexperienced. So I don't think Shatta Wale has a case here. I heard Mr. Logic's song, and I think it is good. It is good, but it's good for the music business, but the beef is not good for kids and the industry. Again, let's move on to the next topic. And Akwaboah just released a masterclass video to his song "Letter to My Spouse." This song is a single off the album Lighthouse. I think this is Lighthouse B. He calls it Lighthouse, but he released an EP earlier last year or so, which he dubbed Lighthouse. So I don't know how he's naming his albums, but this is a single off the album and is the one trending, and the video also. He did this song with Text. I think he's a rapper or a spoken word artist, but I'll have to find out. And the song is dope. You guys should check it out on YouTube. It's Akwaboah. He's a Ghanaian master. He's a genius. He comes from a long line of musicians and piano players and pianists, if I can put it that way. And to my favorite trend, do you remember the dreadlock disaster that the episode that we did about this kid who was I don't know how to put it, but he was almost not admitted into a senior high school, that's the Atimota Senior High School, because he was a Rastafarian or he had dreadlocks. But do you know the funny thing? The guy just aced it. He aced his final year test and 8 A's to be precise, and he's doing great. I think he also did something in the US and he came out the best student in mathematics. I think he's a mathematics genius. And to God be the glory, our enemies have been shamed once again. You see, our physicalities and our attributes doesn't really matter. What we bring to the table is what is up here in our brains. Ghanaians or Ghanaian elderly are fond of this stereotyping, and kids with maybe dreads, kids who like playing a lot and think, oh, they will not make it in life, or they are vagabonds. But it's not like that. People want to be happy and feel happy within themselves, in their own truth. Not in that truth, but in their own spaces. So if you meet someone for the first time, just talk to the person. You might be mistaken of your mentality towards that person. So this kid has made us proud. He has made the whole fraternity of Prove Them Wrong proud, and I really appreciate him a lot. I thank him for his geniusness. The next topic is the new force. So I don't know, those outside Ghana or in the diaspora, there was this new force thing that came about. These billboards with a masked man, with a masked man, and he was like the new force. And we finally know the person behind the mask, and it is our own Cheddar, a self-made billionaire, a self-acclaimed billionaire who wants to rule Ghana and wants to change the country. So it's him, and I don't have much to say about this, but I hope he becomes the third force that he wishes to become, because Ghanaians, you see, politics is strange. People might like you for your attribution and for your contribution in other fields, but when it comes to politics, the politicians always win. But I hope he gets what he wants, and he wins the heart of Ghanaians, and it would be a nice addition to the political scene. We need such people to contribute. Those I call a certain class the couch masters. They don't want to put themselves out into our political scenes, but they'll sit back and criticize every step or every issue or every policy that the government puts out without any solutions. Or so I think his attempt to bring what he has to bear as a third force in the Ghana political scene is admirable, and we must commend him for that. So that will be all for the trends. This is the Ghana Today Show. Moving on, we are on our third segment, which is the rants. And today, our rant is that mannerism, etiquette, and necessity. There is this video that went around on the internet, and it was this particular lady who was eating with a guy. And I don't have an issue with how she was eating or whatever the video was for, but I think people on Twitter were judging or criticizing her for how she swallowed and the amount of food she swallowed. And watching the video carefully, I don't think it was the first time she was eating with a guy, and I also don't think that video was meant for the cameras. That's what I think. And secondly, people are supposed to eat how they feel. The guy who was taking her the video, I think, knows this girl, and I think he was surprised. Or personally, I think this girl doesn't like the guy she was with, and she's trying to do everything to get rid of him, like eating that way. And to say that will bring me back to the point where people will say, "Hey," and then it wasn't good for her to eat that way. But you know, people are supposed to eat however they feel like it. You may decide to comport yourself at certain places at certain times, but you may also fall victim to such mannerisms, and you may think someone might be annoying you, and you'll be like, okay, today, dear, I'll show this person. So I don't think it's very necessary to judge people on how they eat, how they dress. You think that this Rastafarian kid has shown us that there are a lot of ways we can contribute to society, whether we are Rastafarian, we are Christians, we are Muslims, we are LS, we are Fantis, we are Gans, we are handicapped. There are a lot of things we can contribute, and our mannerism, etiquette, and are barely necessary to build a nation up. Fine, we must respect the elderly, we must do whatever it is to build these nations, but all shouldn't depend on how we move and how we say things. We must be able to express our feelings and our everything, our truth, in the way that we feel like it. We should allow ourselves to be who we are first. So I plead with the elderly. Look, Africans, we have this kind of behavior that we judge people on what they wear, how they wear what they wear, how they comb their hair, how they even use their money. There was this one time when a rich man like called Despite bought a Bugatti, and people were like, oh, you should have used the money for orphans, you should have built this. Come on, this man has been doing a lot for Ghanaians, and if on his 70th or 60th birthday he decides to buy himself a car, it's no sin. So Ghanaians should be mindful of how they treat people without getting to talk to them first, because etiquettes are necessary, but they will not take us to the promised land, or they will not help us get to our goals. Is our brain mindset and our persistence that we can build the nation together. It's not about how we dress and how we spend our money. So I think that will be all for the rant. This is not a rant anyways. It's just something that I have studied and observed among Ghanaians, and I think it is time we put a stop to that. Let's love people for who they are. Let's get to know people. Talk to people. When you meet someone, you think, oh, this person is not well-dressed. He has a nappy hair. His knicker is saggy. That person might not even have a belt. That would be the reason why his knicker is saggy or his drawers is saggy. So there are a lot of things that we as Ghanaians should be mindful of. And how the girl was eating, I don't think she had a problem. What if she was eating in the house and someone took that video? What would be the comments then? So I don't think we should be hanged on these things and be saying things that will bring people down. I think we should applaud people for being themselves first. Well, we can fine tune certain things, but I think applauding people for being themselves should be the first point of call as Ghanaians towards our friends, than just bringing people down and criticizing them for no reason or whatever reason we have, or whatever convictions that we think that it should be, that those are the better things for society. Come to the end of another episode of the Ghana Today Show. And I'd like to say a very blissful new year to everyone, and may our dear Lord bless us all and keep us this year. I'd like to thank my recurring listeners. I hope you continue, and I pray you continue to tune in, download and listen. The name has always been John Nyamie Dazi, or you can call me Nyamie Sky, and I'm out.